Today's episode features music and sound effects from Kevin MacLeod, battlebards.com, and freesound.org.
And you're sure this is going to help me open the gate to the Feywild?
You're talking to him again, aren't you?
What is your friend saying, Oswald?
He insists that there are tens of people listening to us right now, and that I really need to push the idea that if they like our voices, they should go onto something called iTunes and give us 5 stars?
Oh, I like when people give me 5 things, and I like songs, which are also known as tunes.
Sounds dangerous to me.
Come now, Gogar, how dangerous is... And I quote from the piece of parchment that was just handed to me by my unseen servant. Thank you, unseen servant. Giving Dice Shamers a 5-star review on iTunes. And like the Dice Shamers, the Facebook page?
You have a copy of the Necronomicon?
No. Facebook is a popular social media platform.
A what?
I read it on this bleeding rock.
Oh, can we just focus here? Giving Dice Shamers a 5-star review is one of the best ways to spread the word about this podcast.
This what?
This bleeding rock also mentions people listening should follow Dice Shamers on Twitter.
What kind of bird is that?
Oh, no matter, Kaysen. Let's just wrap this up. 5-star reviews, face likes, following tweeting birds who shame Dice. That is what is important.
Rain or shine or Chad being kidnapped by the Supreme Robot Overlords or not, this week's episode is here. We are the Supreme Robot Overlords, and you are listening to Dice Shamers, an actual play, RPG podcast. After battling what was left of Miss Smith's broken expedition, and freeing a coven of witches, Kaysen, Gogar, and Dr. Oswald Sabat Jr. emerge from the forest with what just could be the Moon Quilted Stormcloak. What horrors have they unleashed? Will the Cursebreakers be rewarded for their troubles? Will Miss Smith find out what they did to her people? Find out all this and more, today on the legendary Cursebreakers. All hail the Supreme Robot Overlords.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I am playing Dr. Oswald Sabat Jr., the Human Warlock.
I'm Greg, and I'm playing Gogar, the Dragonborn Monk.
Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm playing Kaysen, the Half-Elf Bard.
Yes, we will. In due time.
Perhaps this isn't the cloak. Perhaps that field we saw before.
I'm in complete agreement with you, Gogar.
Did she not show you something that convinced you that the Stormcloak was real?
Oh, you're the one trusting in the magical bigots now, Kaysen? Really?
I just want to know what he saw.
I'm not certain whether I trust the images, but... they were vivid and seemed real.
He did dream about not trusting anyone, and look, he's surrounded by his friends. I think we've been down here too long, frankly, gentlemen. We need to get back to civilization.
I think we should get rid of this thing. We should sell it for as much as it'll garner. We could probably buy a whole kingdom with this thing.
Well, yes. I mean, we could just return it to Lugan.
We had no intention of giving this thing to Lugan.
Of course not, but that's when we thought it was an incredibly powerful magical item. This is a very nice cloak.
Right.
This could be just a garment, for all we know.
Perhaps it needs more testing.
Testing? I could tell.
I feel convinced that this is a very powerful magic item. How much was Lugan offering for this thing?
500.
500 gold.
Plus,
was our contract.
Well, 500 was what he was going to... Did he pay that up front?
That was paid up front.
That was up front.
Yeah. Plus the second half to be negotiated upon more. The return of the Moon Quilted Stormcloak.
Yeah. I'll give you guys 75 gold and I'll just keep it. How about that? It's not worth anything, right?
We'll discuss this once we're back at civilization. Kaysen, can we please get out of this damn dungeon?
85 gold?
Oswald walks away. Walks out the door.
It would have to be more than our share or it wouldn't be worth it. Plus, if we burn Lugan, he could be valuable to us.
Not unless we burn him literally.
Were we planning on doing that? I can't remember now.
Perhaps we send word that Lugan come to meet us here. And when he runs into the unfortunate traps, we simply collect our money from his body.
We already had a ride coming for us, right?
I
think we have one day to get back there.
Yeah, like we've spent a day getting through here, right?
Yeah.
Because we had two long rests.
Yeah.
And we had a two-day period that we requested that cart to come back to pick us up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, correct.
To take us back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is correct. Ooh.
So we probably have...
We got a ride. We just have to catch time. That ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's make it. Let's make that ride.
All right.
What was it? Maximus was coming to pick us up? Yes, you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Young gentleman.
Kid.
Yes, yeah. The kid.
I remember that.
I would like to run into Rocky on our way out, if possible.
That's probably our easiest way out, yes?
I would imagine so, and frankly, I'm
Did
sure
we
he wouldn't mind coming along.
Did we have to climb down here from there, though?
Yes.
He can just pull us up a rope.
We came in there. The other way, though.
No, there's you have to go up a cliff to get...
No, but
we came
in the other way, right?
Because you could actually...
We can go through the exterior.
We backtracked, ran into Rocky again. He took us back to Nimbus, and Nimbus was camped, I thought, in that other
there's
area.
There's actually a gate that you can walk. There's a path.
It's all clear that we can walk
right
through
up.
Now.
Yeah.
Because we've already gone the hard way.
Yeah, you went the hard way to be sneaky.
Okay.
But there is a gate, like a gate section of in the when you walk up and out. There's a clear gate area where there used to be a big gate that you can just walk down. Right.
So we don't need
the overgrown
to go
path.
Past where Rocky is. So let's just catch our ride. Rocky will wait.
I thought perhaps Rocky might help us with Nimbus. Maybe he will let Nimbus have his body. They were friends.
Is that exactly fair? Maybe we should just find someone we don't like. I've got an idea. How about what's his name with the money?
Louis Lugan! And would you two hurry up?
We could present the gem to Lugan and tell him if he wants to use the Stormcloak, he has to agree to you to let the voice have his body. It just works that way. It's not really taking his body. It's just a metaphor.
Perhaps.
That's what grants the magic.
Look, I kind of like Mr. Lugan.
We can still like
He's
Lugan.
He's done us right, frankly.
You know who's done us right? Nimbus.
Oswald is silently and sullenly just nodding his head.
And walking along.
You come to where there used to be a rock slide, and you can see Rocky. He's got a giant boulder above his head. And he's like,
dun, 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 dun. Putting back my traps now. Almost done.
And he sees you, and he just drops it, and he like shuffles over.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back. You let my masters out. Thank you so much.
Oh, shit.
Now I have my masters back. And they can make me new brothers and sisters. They've already made me a few.
And you look around the bend and you see six more little Rocky guys. They're all like busy at work.
Oh, this is not going to be good. So much for our headquarters.
Let's just run out of here. We don't want this. Anything to do with this place.
We're going to rebuild our master's tower for them.
Oh, that's excellent news. I assume, of course, we're invited as old friends.
You can come say hello to me anytime you want.
Malathion!
Rocky, would you like to be with your friend Nimbus forever?
I'm very content with my masters.
Well, at least we made someone's day.
Rocky, the last thing you could do for us is lead us safely out of here, past the traps.
Yes, yes, I will do that for you. Come with me.
And... shuffles, and You see all these other rock people hard at work moving rocks away, and they all wave at you.
Hello.
Yes, hello. My name's Oswald.
I am Rocky.
Oh,
I am Rocky.
Okay.
I am Rocky. I am Rocky.
I think we may have misread this entire place.
Your friend Rocky takes you to that path, and to the right of it, he goes and he punches into the wall of stone, and this passageway comes through.
Yeah.
This way.
And he leads you through this giant tunnel that is, you can see the mechanisms of all his traps.
Yeah.
It's like, so this is like behind the scenes. This is where he resets all the traps.
This is inside the walls.
Yeah, this is the backstage area with the ropes and the levers
and pulleys, all of the arrows, like these sharp tipped arrows and wires and blades that are ready to come through. Yeah. So he,
Oswald looks around for the craft service table.
There is one rock sitting on the sitting on a bench just eating rocks.
There's a pile of rocks that are sort of like these sort of thick discs with holes in them, like little wheels.
Beautiful. And he leads you out. And you can make your way back through the forest pretty easily. You come out of the woods and Fluinda is sleeping in the back of the cart.
Maximus!
Yes, good morning, Maximus!
What? Oh, you're actually back.
What is that supposed to mean?
I was starting to think you weren't going to make it?
Oswald's taking a good hard look at Maximus. You're not Maximus.
Well, I can take you back to the town proper if you like.
Well, I don't know. We've already got a ride coming.
That's the same ride that brought us out.
Are you sure it's not the same? Gives a little point.
Fluinda kind of looks to Kaysen like, what's he talking about? What's going on? Do you guys want a ride or not?
Just tell him you're Maximus.
I am Maximus, and I'm here to give you a ride.
Oh. See? We're all good to go.
Oh, I've been underground for a little while on a bit of an adventure. Apologies, Maximus. Yes, let's head back to Toldip.
All right. Oh, I'm taking you to Lordstown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's not go to Toldip.
Let's never go back there again.
If you want me to take you...
Oh, we shouldn't go back to Toldip.
We shouldn't go back really to anywhere we've ever been. But
would be bad.
But we'll go back to Lordstown.
Yes, to Lordstown, to Mr. Lugan.
How far is Vespers from here?
It's about a 10-day journey by cart.
Because Gogar's thinking about right. He remembers seeing one of the lights come down around there.
Mm-hmm.
Those red pinpoints.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so he's kind of thinking about where those places are, and maybe we shouldn't go back to Toldip. Like,
well, if you want to head to Lordstown, there's always caravans heading to Vesper from there, so you could catch a ride with one of those.
Perhaps we'll find more answers about this cloak.
Boy, we're expecting to have money in bucket loads soon. Perhaps we'll retain you in our services indefinitely.
I would have to ask my dad first, but I like money.
Double time, then.
Ha-cha-cha! You all pile into the cart and head back towards Lordstown. Halfway there, a caravan of 25 Smith people trot by you in the direction that you came from. And
Oswald gives them a wave as they pass.
They wave politely.
Dun, dun, dun.
So many of those guys are gonna die in those traps. Reinforcements.
So as you approach Lordstown, you can see in the towers of the city, the banners of the Golden Warriors and the Virtues of Empowerment are flying high in the city, which indicates that both of these legions have a strong presence in town. You can see in the distance archers walking the walls. The city gates are closed, and there is a large lineup of carts and people waiting to get in. Way down near the gate, there's four golden warriors and four virtues of empowerment walking the line, inspecting people's carts.
I don't like the look of this. The last time we were faced with checkpoints, it only got us in trouble.
Well, there's a lot of people here. Could we blend in?
Maybe, but I don't know.
Gogar looks pointedly at Oswald.
Oswald still has a feather beard, right?
Actually, you have the feather beard. Gogar reaches and tugs at the beard a little bit to see how, like, secure it is, because he knows it can come off, so he's like...
Oswald jumps back when Gogar grabs at him.
It hurts. If you pull. Yeah, yeah. It's a real beard.
Maybe.
And I don't know how, like, a feather beard would work for shaving, if it would hurt, because technically feathers have, like...
Oh, it'd be really... Bones. It would be like, stubbly, like... It would be, like... And when it grew back, it would be those weird spear things that would then grow spine feathers. Yeah, you wouldn't want to shave a thing like that. That'd be bad.
Well, Kaysen, people are looking for me, and I mean, they probably know Gogar by now, but they probably don't know you. Could you make us appear to be slightly not ourselves?
Kaysen takes out his pouch with coins in it and starts shaking it. Max.
Yeah?
You look like you hang out with some pretty shady characters. Do you know of any secret ways into town?
For the right price?
Exactly. I think I've got 5 gold pieces for you.
I know the perfect way into town.
Take us there.
There's only one way, and it is through these old tunnels that go underneath the city. Lordstown has been turned to rubble and built up so many times that there's all these weird catacombs.
And old ruins. Of undiscovered things underneath.
I can draw you a map, and then I'll sneak ahead and let my father know you're coming so he can hide you in the stables for a little while.
That's perfectly fine. I'll give you 1 gold piece now and 4 when we make it safely onto the other side.
Make it 2 and 3 and I'm sold.
No, 1 and 4.
Oswald holds up between his fingers 1 gold piece.
And that will be the sixth.
And then opens up his hand to 4 and then back to 1 and then to 4 to actually show her that they've got gold on them. Because gold for a girl like her, gold's going to be a ton of money.
Yeah.
If she gets 2, she's like not coming back.
They're working in like copper and silver.
2's enough for them to...
Okay, deal.
1 and 6.
1 and 6, deal. Anyone have a piece of parchment?
Oswald pulls a piece of parchment out, along with the 1 gold.
He'll take it and start drawing you a map. If you walk into the woods here about 10 minutes and then come out, you're going to come to an old pine tree with only half of its branches. If you go there, you will find a little tunnel and you can go down into underneath the city.
How was this ready? I didn't know I was going to do this.
What's that?
How was this ready? I didn't know I was going to do this.
Because I'm smart.
We really should figure out this Louis plan because, correct me if I'm wrong, we're not giving him the cloak.
What cloak?
Exactly.
He has no idea about the appearance of the cloak or what its capacities are.
We speak with Louis and we tell him all about the events that transpired in the ruins. Miss Smith, her army being decimated by this incredible magic force. We stepped in, we saw the carnage. We smartened up and ran away. We don't even need to mention the Stormcloak, frankly.
But then it is unlikely that we will receive any reward in return.
The reward is what we're already holding. Not holding.
I think you're wearing it right now.
No, it's in Kaysen's bag.
Oh, it's in Kaysen's bag? Okay.
I think I tried it on and you tried it on and neither of us... It never did anything magical, so we both took it off and put it away.
Okay.
But it looks weird.
No one but us knows we have it. Mm. Kaysen, you're going to not like what I say next. Brace yourself. We should give Louis back his money.
No.
So as to not arouse suspicion.
I also disagree. We do have expenses that needed to be covered.
I don't think Louis is a type of gentleman we want to have following us for any sort of reason.
I agree.
Especially not a reason being we have an item that he wants in our possession. Could cause for chase.
No, we should...
Frankly, I'm sick of being chased.
Speaking of being chased, those guards are heading your way. You should probably get going.
Yes, I think we should find our way to those tunnels.
Off we go then. All right, so you hop out of the cart.
Oswald hands.
I think she's already grabbed that gold.
3 more gold. You didn't see us.
See what?
Oswald walks away.
So you guys walk through the woods, through the tree line. You can kind of see people getting tossed, soldiers going through people's stuff and poking their spears into hay bales that are in carts and opening up trunks and dumping things out. And they're clearly looking for something. You overhear someone say, Sabbat. And you overhear someone else talking about terrorist acts in the Twin Cities. And you make your way towards that little pine tree. You see it. You step in front of it. And as you're going in down into the tunnel, you all have just like a little shiver of the spine. This is, it's creepy.
We need to get our lights sources and get on our way.
The tunnel's totally dark.
It's dark. Decaying stone walls, muddy dirt floors. This area looks like it's actually well traveled.
Recently so?
It's hard to say. You know the catacombs underneath Paris, I think it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Gorgor lights a torch.
So you make your way up through the start of the tunnel, and then you come to the fork in the road. It goes right and turns, or you can go left.
Oswald.
Yes, Kaysen.
Did I catch you giving that boy extra coins?
Yes, to cover our bases. You know how children like to talk.
You know, one thing I learned from Johnny Blades is that you never give them more than one coin. Because then they know you have more than one coin. And
we
have more coins to hire friends to come and take the rest of your coins. Never give them more than one coin. Ever.
Do you really think a gaggle of children are going to come down here and try and take money with him standing here?
Did you see that look on that Max's face? He's clearly a ruffian.
Oswald's got to think back to...
You just realized now that it was a little girl.
Huh.
And she just was very excited to have gold.
It is well traveled down here. Who knows who we will run into. We should be on guard.
Agreed.
You walk past a door. It has a kind of Medusa-y figure on it. So it's a wooden door with a brass Medusa face on it.
We really going to walk right by the Medusa face door?
No, we need to, of course, pick our brains for what we know about brass Medusas.
Do I know anything about brass Medusas?
Would you like to roll?
Which, by the way, is my new band name.
Brass Medusas.
What do you want me to roll?
History.
Nice. 23.
Medusas have come up a lot in folklore and tales that you remember from your studies in the university. Usually they are a warning sign of either a curse or danger. Some thief guilds have been known to use them as a way to keep people out of places.
I open the door.
I watch him open the door.
All right, you want to roll me a con?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Kaysen puts his hand on the door and is instantly frozen in place.
No!
What is it, Kaysen? A pull instead of a push, Kaysen? I know this, these moments are embarrassing, but come on. Let's.
Gogar notices after a moment that he's, like, not moving,
mm-hmm.
and he pulls his quarterstaff out and puts it in between Kaysen and the door and tries to push him away from contacting the door.
Yeah, you push him away, and as Kaysen moves away from the door, you get the feeling back in your body. It's all like, tingly, like your whole body's been asleep.
That was weird.
What happened when you touched that?
What do you... I don't know what just happened.
Oswald touches the door.
Roll me a con.
I love our scientific team.
Five.
What's the doorknob look like? Is it like a ring or is it a...
Yeah, it's like a ring.
Okay.
The doorknob is 6'1" human feather beard.
Gugar puts the end of his quarterstaff into the ring.
Okay.
And tries to just open the door. Does it push inward?
Yeah, it's going to be a push door.
Okay. Yeah, he tries to push the door inward with his quarterstaff.
Roll me a athletics.
8.
Yeah, it doesn't budge. Seems stuck.
I sort of like pull the quarterstaff out, and then I'm just gonna hockey stick Oswald off the door. This just sort of hook him with the end of my quarterstaff.
30 seconds after Oswald has been pulled away from the door, he actually gains his feeling back.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah.
Are you gonna try now, Gogar?
It seems as though this door will take some effort, and touching it doesn't seem to be the way to open it. So I'm not entirely certain how to get in here.
But touching it was kind of cool.
Oswald's going to detect magic. For the duration, I sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of me. Mm-hmm. If I sense magic in this way, I can use my action to see a faint aura around any visible creature or object in the area that bears magic,
mm-hmm.
and I learn of its school of magic, if any.
All right. So you inspect the door for magic, and you're getting an aura on the handle of the door, rune magic, rune of paralyzation.
Ah, there's a rune right on the door handle.
Yeah, it's like etched into the door handle.
If you see right here on the door handle, there's a little glyph, a ward, paralyzes anyone that touches the door. I wonder if you would be able to remove it without touching it?
Gogar pulls out his chisel and hammer,
mm-hmm.
and even though it like pains him a little bit to like put it onto the rune, the brass ring.
Yeah.
He puts the tip of his chisel onto the brass.
Yeah.
And he tries to like break the rune with his hammer and chisel. Sure.
So three big hammers. The whole handle falls off. It's ripped off. And there's no handle left.
Is his chisel okay?
Yeah, the chisel is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's fine.
He's worried about it.
Okay, Oswald will take the end of his walking stick and just push at the door.
Roll me athletics.
12.
You push with all your might and the door creaks open.
Oswald, what do you see?
I see a very dirty room with a bunch of decapitated statues.
You still have your sight on?
Still have my sight on. 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You don't... actually, technically, you do notice a little... magic aura glowing in a pile of soot.
I'll beeline for it.
Okay. You go into the room, go to this pile, and you start digging, and you find a little locked wooden chest.
I will pull out the chest, start dusting it off.
All right. Roll me a con. Yep.
21.
Your fingertips tingle for a second, but nothing happens. You can't open it right away. It's jammed, so you have to smash at it or something.
I'd like to... Can I investigate the box to see if... Because I felt that, obviously. I'm going to start looking for one of those.
Yeah, you definitely... Runes. You flip it over, and that rune's on the bottom of the box.
Is it a wooden box?
Yeah.
It's going to take out one of his daggers and start scratching it off the box.
Yeah, for sure. Now you have a box, a jangly box, like really jingle jangly. It sounds nice.
Hey, look what I found.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Well, let's find out. Gogar, here you go. You can open this.
He just wraps his talon claws on, mm-hmm. onto it and tries to force it open.
Roll me a melee.
7. I know. Bad day.
Like a pickle jar?
Seems like
it. It's a pickle jar day for him. He probably wouldn't give up. I think he would try and smash it on the ground.
Yeah, throw the box on the ground. And it shatters. Copper and silver and gold and a couple gems spread out all through the room.
Does anyone want this?
Oswald's just staring at Case and waiting for him to jump on it.
Gogar does go over to the gems mm-hmm. and goes to snatch up the gems.
Cool. You get a blue quartz, hematite, a diamond, and moss agate.
He dumps them into the thing where he's the same sack that he's got Nimbus in.
All right, so there's a bunch of copper and silver and gold on the ground.
And how much? How many coins?
You know,
more than you can count.
You're going to try and collect them and see how many
you get? There's at least 20 gold.
No, I'll pick up 20 gold yeah. any day.
Having gotten basically what he wants out of there, Gogar goes over to the statues and starts looking at them.
All right.
Seeing if there's anything interesting about them.
Want to roll me a perception check?
10.
These statues seem very realistic. They're all marble, and the heads, they've been hit off. They're smashed. So there's like actual remnants of necks. And you can see some of the heads are on the ground beside them. Others, there's piles of dust. Very, very detailed, lifelike statues.
He's going to go over to the nearest intact head and pick it up in his hands.
All right. You're looking at a shocked face.
Is there any kind of tracks around?
There's some footprints, but now that you guys have been in here and you've spread money all over the floor.
I fucked it up real bad.
Yeah, so it's hard to tell.
Are the statues scale person size?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do they appear to be, they're not on pedestals or anything? They're just on the ground?
Yeah. There's a couple that are like laying down and reaching up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they looking in a particular direction?
No.
Is there a commonality to their... Okay.
No.
We should leave. This does not look very safe for us.
Why? Because some artist got overdramatic?
I agree with Gogar. We should definitely get out of here. Would I have presence of mind enough to put two and two together here? Medusa head... on the door, stone people on the inside, and go, Oh, yeah.
That is a logical leap to make. Although you've never actually heard of a Medusa being real. So it's an interesting...
No, it's fictional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would I know of any creature that does do that naturally?
Not that you know of. Magic can do that if you're casting magic.
We've seen that.
Yeah. Like Gogar's bark skin that he has now.
I know.
So it could be that at some point somebody did a spell and turned everyone around them to stone. The person who made that spell could be in this room, turned to stone themselves.
Yeah.
Anything is possible. Anything is possible.
Is there any one head that looks... you hate me right now.
No.
That looks less shocked than the others.
Instead of, like, going to where you need to go, you want to take 20 minutes to inspect all of the heads of all these statues.
Yeah, I feel a lot of shoe leather in this room. No, we're going to leave.
Yeah.
Gogar's ready to head out. Continue down.
So you left the copper and the silver.
How much silver was there?
500.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Okay. So you keep going. You make it to another door.
I take a close look at the door.
Okay.
I'm looking for anything that looks like it could be a rune.
Yes. Roll me investigation.
6.
Everything looks fine to me.
None of those weird rune magics here.
Oswald's just going to poke at Case in a little bit, do like the shh.
Huh?
Points at his ear and then points into the door. Ear, door.
You heard something inside there?
Face palm. Oswald's going to listen inside the door.
All right. Do you put your ear up against the door or you just...
No, I put my ear to the slightly ajar opening.
You don't hear anything.
Okay. No.
Hello?
Nothing.
Oswald gestures to the door and looks at Gogar.
Gogar will push it open with his quarterstaff again.
All right. Everybody roll me a con saving throw.
Oh. 7.
Okay.
19.
11.
As Gogar pushes through, you hear like a tink. Of like thunder energy. All of you are thrown back. But only Kaysen takes 8 points of damage.
I'm almost dead.
And you cannot hear anything.
Oh, geez.
You got some major tinnitus going on.
Mm-hmm. There's ringing. None of us can hear.
Just Kaysen.
Oh, just Kaysen. Okay.
Kaysen's deaf.
Gogar gets up, dusts himself off, reaches an arm out to Kaysen. Help him out.
What's that ringing? Where's it coming from?
Is the door open now?
Yeah, you're in. You got blown into the room.
Into the room?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this room has a tile labyrinth on the floor, and it's the room, it smells moldy, mildewy, and gross.
Are we like in the middle of this tile labyrinth on the floor?
You're like 10 feet into the room.
Does it look familiar, this labyrinth?
It's not really.
It's just a pattern, but it doesn't fancy. Come out as no. being anything that would be from a story or anything.
Not a story that you would recognize.
Yeah. Is it shaped in a person's scale? Like you could walk the labyrinth?
No, it's like a small, it's almost like a, it's almost like you're looking down at the model of, say, a garden maze.
Oh, yeah. Guys, what do you think of that? It's a labyrinth.
Oswald, can you talk to him in his mind? He's being too loud.
Yes, Casey, you're being much too loud.
What?
Much too loud.
I have to be loud to talk over the ringing.
Do I hear the tinnitus ringing in his head?
Sure, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, good. That's amazing. Shit.
That's much louder in here.
And it slowly dissipates.
That was anything weird. Else in this room besides the little scale labyrinth?
Let's see. There's a bunch of doors.
That was a bunch of doors.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, and the map she drew tells us to go through that one door and continue on. And there's nothing about the other doors.
Do we just get to the stable or do we keep looking around? I feel like we might be in grave danger down here.
Could we just stay here for a bit and rest? Kind of sore.
Yes, that might be a good idea.
Really, in the dusty room? We picked the dusty room to rest in?
All right, let's push through. We can do this.
Kaysen, just stay close to me.
I skinned my knee.
There's a bunch of other corridors as you're walking your trail.
Just follow the path.
Yeah, I would say probably smart to just follow the path. You come to a simple wooden door that is indicated on the map.
Is that the way out?
Gogar takes his quarterstaff and just raps on it twice.
Nothing happens.
Is there a door handle?
No, it has no handle.
Oswald's going to go push it open.
It takes a little bit of force, but you open up into what looks like a cold storage. And the door face from inside of the room is a bookshelf. an empty bookshelf.
Yeah.
So when you close that door again,
it's a secret door.
Yeah. In the center of the room is a rope ladder that's hanging from what looks like there's a trap door.
Oh, look, Gogar, another meat locker.
I am a little hungry.
Well, we could probably accommodate depending on what's on the other side of that trap door. Gentlemen, do we go up or do we wait on this side of the door?
Can we reach the ladder?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like they said in the antiquities department, history favors the bold.
The bold do make history, whether they live through it or not.
And Gogar pulls the ladder down, climbs up the trapdoor.
All right. You push the trapdoor up, and a little bit of hay falls down on you. You can peer into the room. It is one of the stables. Yeah. Horses. So you're kind of in the center of a six-horse stable area.
Yeah.
Flo is brushing one of the horses.
Nice. She beat his back.
Yep.
Girl, we've made it back.
Okay. Quick, come with me.
I motion to the rest to follow me up quick. And go.
And so she takes you out the back and then around to their main house and up into the loft area. My father will be with you shortly. Just stay here. The guards have already come through here once, and I'm pretty sure that they're looking for you because they talked about a weird scaly guy, a shifty man with weird glasses, and a handsome woman.
That doesn't sound like us at all.
Max, you're being too paranoid.
I would highly recommend you stay up here until my father gets home.
But when do you think that's going to be?
In probably 10, 15 minutes. He's just making a deal with a friend of his.
We could use the rest.
Can I inside check her?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll see if there was any when she said making a deal. I want to see if there's any little like facial tics or anything.
Okay.
Yep, 7.
Well, she's definitely holding out her hand. But she seems sincere. And sincerely wanting her gold.
I paid you one up front.
You said 1 and then 6.
Oh, you're right.
Could I trouble you for some tea?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been a long road, a little dry. Very dusty.
Yeah. Okay. She'll take her gold and climb back down the loft. And you can hear her tinkering away.
Are there any windows or anything?
Yeah, any vantage points we can see?
There is a little diamond-shaped windowy point that looks out over into the little courtyard area where the horses are. And you can actually see the stable master walking back up, and he's coming to the house. He's alone.
Do we recognize the guy from last time?
Yeah, same guy.
It's Roger.
Yeah. And he's going to come up. He comes up, peeks his head in, and says to you, "Oh, I'm glad you made it safely. The city guards made their way through my stables already today, so you should be safe here for a time. But you're going to have to move at dusk. I have a friend at the Penny Pincher who may be able to assist you. My daughter mentioned that you were looking to get out of the city."
Oh, have we met your daughter before?
Yes, she drove the cart, Melinda.
Oh, I only noticed your son, Max. I'm missing something.
Thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can hit us up at Dice Shamers on Twitter or check out our website, diceshamers.com. We want to hear from you. Until next week, make friends, slay dragons, and whatever you do, don't roll a 1.